Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:04. We're going to top out of 45 today with rain and a wind advisory and a whole lot of fun. 40 right now. Got my sneeze in right before we came on.
God, I was fortunate. You.
Yeah, I almost had to blast it into the microphone. That would have been bad.
I was sneezing all morning yesterday.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Especially when the that feeling in your upper nose won't go away.
Yep, that was yesterday.
Like it's going to happen again. Must be allergies.
I believe that it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or it could be a cold.
Well, I had a lot of people tell me yesterday, actually, that they were having the same issues because of the wind yesterday. Blew in all kinds of crap and allergies were going crazy.
Yeah, that happens in the wintertime, too, when it blows dust up from Texas.
You know,
and you get allergies in the middle of the frozen winter.
There are such thing as allergies when it is the middle of winter because there's in-home allergies that lots of people suffer from.
Well, wouldn't you have them all the time then?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
You spend a little bit more time indoors, you know, dust, extra dust, stuff like that in the wintertime.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be it.
It can be allergies in the winter.
Absolutely.
I don't know why you are making fun of me for
it. If you inhale snow, it will cause a cold.
You are such a dork. Done with this conversation.
Or maybe it's those last five leaves on the tree. There's some like allergen dust that floats down and I have allergies. Just terrible. Okay, you got to admit, it's a little funny when you start complaining about allergies in the middle of winter when everything's frozen.
Everything wasn't frozen when I've complained about it before.
So you've never had a cold, you only have allergies. Is that what you're telling me?
I've had a cold.
Oh, okay. But you've never said you have a cold. You always say you have allergies. That's why I'm teasing you.
Well, sometimes it doesn't feel like a cold. It feels like my allergies. There is a difference.
Last winter, you came in with a stuffed nose, completely stuffed nose, hacking cough. And you're like, oh, my allergies are just terrible.
You can get allergies then.
Yeah, but allergies don't cause a cough. Like a phlegmy, thick cough.
You don't think allergies cause a cough?
No, but colds, well, I'm sure they can, but colds typically cause all of that at the same time.
I had drainage yesterday due to my allergies and I was coughing.
No, the cough you had was like the hacking one that doesn't go away, where you're coughing every 5 seconds that's from a cold.
Not always.
Oh, my allergies.
Wow.
Anyway.
Are you done?
Almost, not quite, but I'll move on anyway. There's a guy in San Francisco by the name of Mansi Sethi.
Okay.
I think is how you say his name. Anyway, last month he started tracking his productivity using an app called Rescue Time. Maybe like our sleep time app.
Maybe.
That still doesn't work on my phone after he reinstalled it.
Fine for me.
It monitors how long you spend doing different tasks and visiting websites unrelated to work. And he was horrified to find out he was spending 62% of his time on the computer slacking off. He was only operating at 38% productivity. I do not want to install this app on my phone.
Be bad.
It would be horrible because...
Especially when your ADD kicks in.
No, well, the reason it would be bad is because we get to slack off at work, but it's called show prep.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it would appear as though we are slacking off when we are actually doing work.
Exactly.
It's just we get to work by slacking off.
Yeah, we get to do fun stuff for our show prep.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes
I am just watching Netflix in my office. But anyway.
Well, let me know when you're doing that so I can come watch it with you.
He put an ad on Craigslist looking for someone who would slap him when he started slacking off.
What?
He offered to pay him $8 an hour and they could do work on their own computer the entire time. They just had to pay enough attention to slap him when he was slacking off.
Okay.
He got 20 emails immediately and hired a woman named Kara, who, by the way, was a wee bit attractive.
Ah.
And he found that when she was there ready to slap him, his productivity almost tripled to 98%. He was only slacking off 2% of the time.
Holy moly. Interesting.
He says it wasn't just the fear of the slap that made him more productive. Just having someone else there made him more productive because it added accountability and gave him someone to bounce ideas off of.
Makes sense.
It does.
It does make sense. I don't know if I'd want somebody like standing there ready to slap me, though.
I'll do it for you for free today. How about that?
No.
Are you sure?
I'll help you out, though.
No, I'm more than willing to waive the $8 an hour fee.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you start slacking off.
You really want to slap me?
I will do that for you.
You really want to slap me? across the face.
No, I want to help you be more productive at
you
work.
You really want to slap me.
That's what
the
I
face.
Want to do is help
yeah.
you be more productive at work.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, way to go all girl on this and make me look horrible. Way to go.
Mm-hmm. I didn't make you look anything but what you were being.
I was joking, and you made me look like the most abusive boss ever.
Mm-hmm. You want to slap me.
Oh, so you want to slap me. Is that it? Oh, that's great. You're a wonderful person. There's a special place in hell for people like you. Why don't you just say that while you're at it? Sheesh. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:22. We're going to top out at 45 today. Got a good chance of rain. So yesterday we get a message from Cody, and he had a very strange issue.
It was very strange.
He wanted to ask us about.
Yeah.
And I got his phone number from him to call him back this morning, and he didn't answer.
Mm-mm.
His ringtone is ring back tone is awesome.
It is, and I want to know what
it is. I have no idea what it is.
It's cougarific.
Yeah. But anyway, here is his ring back tone. I have no idea what that is.
I love it. I love it.
If you happen to know, text us so we can get it.
It's hilarious. It's like disco cougar.
Anyway, so here was Cody's issue that he wanted to ask what we thought. It said, I have a question for you guys. My girlfriend, every night before bed, dumps her contact solution on the floor from her container. Is this weird?
Yes.
I said, sounds like it. Have you ever asked her why she does it? Does she just squeeze it out of the bottle, or is it from the contact case that she stores the contacts in? And he said, I asked her before, and she said, it's not weird. Yeah, she pours it out of the contact case. She says there are other people that do it, too. I don't believe her.
You have a right not to believe her, Cody, because that's ridiculous.
I
used to wear contacts.
I dump the leftover solution in the sink.
That's what I do.
Because that's usually where I put my contacts in, is in front of the bathroom mirror, yeah. So I can see if I'm getting my eyelids pulled open far enough.
When I had contacts, that's exactly what I did. I don't know why you would dump it on the floor.
I don't either.
That just seems silly. I don't get it at all. I'm very confused by it.
If anyone else does do this, where they just dump the contact solution on the floor, would love to hear from you, but I'm guessing no one else does this.
It's stupid.
The other thing I would like to hear is weird things the person you live with does.
Yes.
What is the strangest thing that, whether it's a roommate, boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, whatever it is, could be one of your kids. What is the strangest thing that they do anytime, but on a regular basis, not just something weird they did once?
Yeah, everybody, that's every day.
Everybody does something weird one time.
Right.
But they do it every single day. What is that one thing? I had a roommate who, for whatever reason, was so obsessed with vanilla, like vanilla candles everywhere. Like the smell of vanilla candles was so strong in his room, it didn't even smell like vanilla anymore.
Yikes.
And he burned them constantly.
Weird.
Didn't get it, but
I mean,
whatever.
I like vanilla candles.
Oh, sure. So do I. But
one is sufficient.
Yeah. 17, necessary. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Look, I'm trying to rant here. Stop interrupting me with facts and reason.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it is 7:39. We are going to top out today at 45. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be windy. If you're going to a high school football game tonight, like I am, yeah. It's going to be so much fun sitting in the cold and rain.
Fabulous.
It's going to be a great, great time. Do we have our number? Yes,
yep.
We do. Two crack the vault, third digit. Hey, second week in a row, we got all three.
Woo, go us.
10 is the number today. 10. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 is the number today. To crack the vault tomorrow, you win a $50 party tab from the vault. If you know all three digits tomorrow. I got a text I want to mention here quick. Andy, my brother and I, along with his roommate, have done nothing the last two nights but watch The Walking Dead. I blame you. It's a great show. Well, you're welcome there, Mr. 7555. Also got a wish. I don't know how old he is, so I'm not going to guess.
Okay.
But happy birthday, Hayden, this morning, who should be in a car on his way to school.
Yay.
Happy birthday, Hayden. And, okay, according to a survey by the National Retail Federation, the average person is going to spend $750 this holiday season, about $9 more than this year than last year, and 6 in 10 plan to spend a large portion of that money on themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'd rather buy myself stuff for Christmas than
I
other
know.
People.
Wouldn't that be better?
It would be. I have very little desire to... buy stuff for other people.
Oh, I like buying stuff for other people, though.
I like buying cheap stuff for other people. I like buying expensive stuff for me. And if I'm going to spend $750, I'm going to spend a lot of it on me.
Okay.
What's wrong with that? Do I have to go broke buying everybody presents?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I said. Okay. Is if I'm going to spend a lot of money, I want to spend a lot of money on me. I'll spend a little money on other people. It's a thought that counts, right? Okay, I just dug my own hole there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we got this
just letting you continue digging your hole.
Message from Cody on Facebook. And yesterday, he sent us his number and then he didn't answer. I wanted to get the scoop from him exactly what it was. But his girlfriend, every night before bed, was dumping her contact solution on the floor from the contact case. And he wondered if this was weird.
We think it's weird.
I thought it was weird. For sure.
Very weird.
And
we both you wear contacts now. I've worn contacts in the past, and I've never done that.
I've never even considered dumping the solution on the floor. Now, granted, there isn't much to it. It's not like it's going to cause a huge mess. But
still.
So I wanted one of two calls. Either you do this, you dump your contact solution on the floor, or... you have a roommate or a spouse or somebody who lives with you, whoever it is, that does something incredibly weird. Because basically, I don't think we're going to get a lot of calls for people who are dumping their contact solution on the floor. Whitney is on the phone. How are you, Whitney?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. So what is the strange thing the person you live with does?
I dump my contact solution on the floor as well.
You what? Do? What? Why?
Why?
Because they did it at the eye doctor. When I learned how to put my contacts in.
They dump it on the floor?
Yeah, on the carpet.
Because they don't have a sink, or what's the reasoning?
I suppose, yeah, if there's not a sink nearby.
I would just...
No,
they
definitely had a sink.
I would, maybe if I was
like right
do it, I would...
close by?
And right there.
Like it was right behind... Huh? Like there was a sink right there where you were learning to put your contacts in?
Yeah, because I had to wash my hands first.
Yeah, so did I.
And then she took the contact solution and dumped it on the floor, so I dumped it on the rug.
Do you not find that odd?
I guess now that you say it, I do, but otherwise I just did it.
Because I find that quite odd.
I guess I did.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the little package the contacts come in?
No, I'm talking about...
the saline.
Like,
why would there be a saline in a case, though, if you're just getting the contacts?
Because
like probably out of the saline when you put the contacts in.
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah, once you've stored them, but when they come new and you're putting new contacts in, they're in a little package thing.
I haven't gotten contacts in so long. I don't even know.
Too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I was wrong. There are other people who do it. Thank you for the call, Whitney.
No problem.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
I got a text message that said, "I do not, nor have I thought of doing it." Are these people from Michigan?
Michigan.
Well, that's where the guy was trying to burn the hair off a squirrel with a blowtorch, remember?
Yeah.
That's why the Michigan thing.
That makes sense.
Although their area code is 307, so...
Hmm. I don't know
I think
that
that's
is.
I think that's Wyoming?
I have no idea.
I think it's Wyoming. I'm pretty sure it's Wyoming. Anyway.
Weird.
I won't say anything about that. Very, very weird. Yeah, I didn't...
I don't get it.
Anita's on the phone. How are you, Anita?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So do you have a roommate who does something weird, or do you dump your contact solution on the floor, too?
I dropped my contact solution on the floor, too.
This is an epidemic. I had no idea anyone was going to call in with this.
What the hell?
Oh, wow.
What? I don't get it.
Okay, why do you do it, Anita?
You know, I don't know. I guess it's just convenient. It's a habit, I guess. I don't know.
Where do you put your contacts in and out?
In my bedroom most of the time.
What?
Not in the bathroom?
Sometimes.
Why don't you put them on in the bathroom?
Well, if you got a mirror there, you just need a mirror.
Well, I have a mirror in my bathroom, but it's, like, really small. It's, like, maybe, like, 5 inches by 8 inches.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's also weird to have a very small mirror in your bathroom.
That is.
Yeah, it is.
Strange.
Well, my house is kind of weird. Like, in my bathroom, the roof is, like, slanted almost.
There's not room for, like, a picture frame size mirror or anything?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm shocked. I had no idea we would have anyone call in who said they dumped their contact solution on the floor.
So weird.
Thank you for the call, Anita.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I got another text that says I dump solution on the floor every night. It's just easier.
Heard of a sink?
Yeah. And I dump my contact solution on the floor, too. Habit.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I got another text that says... my ex used to, or actually it's an email from Emily. My ex used to have a briefcase he took to the bathroom every time he had to go to the bathroom. And
what?
He always locked the door afterwards. I finally found out why. The briefcase was filled with small Happy Meal type toys, and he played with them while he was taking care of business.
Are you kidding?
I walked in on him once, and he had this whole world set up. It was hilarious. To this day, I wonder if he still does it.
No wonder he's an ex-boyfriend. Are you serious? That is bizarre. I don't even know what to say. That is so bizarre.
It's Hamburglar's world.
What the... My little pony,
I thought it was weird to bring a briefcase in there because it's like, wow, well, he's going to be in there a while.
I was just thinking maybe he had, like, you know, some magazines.
Yeah,
in.
Like a Sunday paper or, you know, the Bible, you know, if you're going to be in there that long.
Or something, but...
Holy cow.
But McDonald's toys?
Happy Meal toys.
Oh, my goodness. I want to know how old he is.
To each their own, I guess.
Weird.
If you have some, we've established now that there are people who do dump contact solution on the floor. It's
still don't
weird.
Get it. Still don't get it.
Okay. But the weird things the person you live with does or used to live with. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. I have to tell my nephew Luke happy birthday too. He must be. I don't know. Seven? Six or seven?
I don't know. He's your nephew.
He must be seven. I'm trying to think. Yeah, he's got to be seven. Maybe six. I don't know. My sister's texting and driving and told me to wish him happy birthday.
Nice.
Anyway, so apparently people dump contact solution on the floor. I posted that on Facebook, and the first three comments were, what? Why? Who does that? Why would you ever do that?
I know. I don't get it. I just got an email from, or text from Sarah. Said, people only dump it on the floor when you put new ones in. I dump it on a towel in my closet. No carpet throughout the house.
Okay. I got a text here.
All right, Sarah. Thank you.
This one's too gross. I can't do that one. It's too much.
I don't know why you guys don't use the sink. I don't... I'm still baffled by the McDonald's toy.
By the way, yeah, I emailed her back, and or she replied back to your question. How old was he?
Yeah,
he was 27 to 29 years old. I lost the reply. Where is it? There it is. He was about 27 to 29 at the time, and she also uses the sink for her contact solution. She doesn't understand the floor thing either.
Weird.
Yeah. Very, 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 very weird.
And to me, if you have liquid and you're going to dump it out somewhere, it goes into a sink.
Right.
Always.
Right.
Always, always.
Right. That, yeah. Any fluid goes to the sink.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stacy is on the phone. How are you, Stacy?
Yeah, I'm good.
So, you sound bummed out.
Contact solution.
Yeah, you do it too?
No, actually, it's so disgusting. My husband, instead of throwing the contact solution on the floor, he throws his contacts.
He throws his contacts on the floor?
Yeah.
What?
And so, yeah, I go around sweeping and vacuuming, and I find them everywhere, and it's so disgusting.
Does he have, like, the daily contacts?
Well, thank goodness, no.
That would get expensive, though, because, like, I have the month-long contacts. You know, yeah. they're supposed to last 30 days. And, like, a package of 12 of them is, like, $60 or $70, something like that.
Right. I know. So, but I don't know if that's normal for anybody else, but I think it's
wow.
Normal.
He must have the daily contacts.
I don't know.
If you're finding them all over the house. But still, that's weird.
Why would you just throw them in the garbage?
I know.
I brought it up, and he's got no excuse for it, so...
I'm tired of wearing them. I'm going to take it off, leave it on the coffee
contact
table.
Weird.
Apparently. Thank you for the call, Stacy.
Yeah. No
bye
problem.
Bye. By the way, that email, if you missed the email earlier, I am going to reread it now because it is. I even replied back to her and said, this is the best email I have ever gotten from a listener in 13 years of doing radio.
It's funny.
It is. Because the other half of the question about the contact solution was, okay, just any weird thing that whoever you lived with was doing. And here was the email. My ex used to have a briefcase that he took to the bathroom every time he had to go number two. He always locked the door afterwards. I finally found out why. The briefcase was filled with small Happy Meal toys, and he played with them while he was taking care of business. I walked in on him once, and he had the whole little world set up. It was hilarious. Today, to this day, I wonder if he still has it. Ha ha. Yeah.
I can see why it's ex-boyfriend.
Best email I've ever gotten.
Wow.
Ever. I don't even know what the best one before that one was. I just know that one is the best.
I don't know. I'm just shocked about it.
So, we got Psychic Tiff calling in.
We sure do.
We will have her on the line here shortly. If you have a question for Tiff this morning, give us a shout. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.